This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Election Commission urges all to strictly abide by election code of conduct. Commission warns stringent action against candidates violating election rules. 353 candidates elected unopposed for various posts in local level. Arrival of foreign tourists in Nepal increased since the beginning of this year. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warns Russia-Ukraine conflict could trigger food crisis across the world. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has urged all to strictly abide by the election code of conduct issued for the local level election. Issuing a press release today, the Commission asked political parties, candidates, election officers and other individuals not to disseminate any matter against the election code of conduct. The Election Commission has also directed all district administration officers, officers of the returning officers and province and district election officers to recommend the Central Election Commission to fine 100,000 rupees and scrap the candidacies of political parties, organizations, candidates, officials or individuals if they were found defying the election code of conduct. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has informed that 353 candidates have been elected unopposed for various posts in local levels. The government has decided to approve the National Defence University Infrastructure Construction Development Committee Order 2079 Bikram Samvat. Unveiling the decisions of the latest cabinet meeting today, Communication Minister and Government Spokesperson Gyanendra Bahadur Karki said the cabinet meeting had also given the approval to acquire land for the Treasury and Accounts Controller Office in Kottang. The Cabinet also has given approval to the Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens to sign an additional 5-year agreement with the Civil Servants Wives Association for the operation of the Day Child Care Centre. Newly appointed Inspector General of Nepal Police, Dheeraj Pratap Singh, has assumed office today. On the occasion, the newly appointed IGP Singh pledged to give continuity to the good practices in the police organization by adopting technology in service delivery. Addressing a special program organized at the police headquarters after being decorated with the insignia of IGP by the Ministry of Home Affairs, IGP Singh urged the police personnel and employees to enhance the dignity of the police force. Meanwhile, Home Minister Balakrishna Khar has said the government hopes to see the strengthened and sound security in the nation during the terms of Nepal Police Chief Singh and Armed Police Force Chief Raju Arial. During a meeting with newly elected Inspectors General of both security forces at the Home Ministry today, Home Minister urged them to maintain security for ensuring free and impartial local level election. Earlier yesterday, the cabinet meeting decided to appoint Singh and Arial as chiefs of two security bodies. The arrival of foreign tourists in Nepal has increased since the beginning of this year. According to the data of the Nepal Tourism Board, 58,348 foreign tourists arrived in Nepal alone in April. This figure is 160% more than the corresponding period last year. Nepal Tourism Board Director Murni Lamichani says the arrival graph is gradually increasing after a significant fall in the two previous years due to the COVID-19 pandemic. In March, the country welcomed 42,006 tourists from various countries and it was 16,975 in January, followed by 19,766 in February. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiah, mutton khana 200 rupiah. मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र?
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही नै मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्। नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
श्रम ऐन 2074 पालना गरौं। श्रमिक, श्रमिक आपूर्तिकर्ता र रोजगारदाता सजग बनौं।
नेपाल सरकार, श्रम, रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। Minister for Communication and Information Technology Gyanendra Bahadur Karki says the government has adopted policies to promote the qualitative development of information and communication technology. Speaking at a program organized in Lalitpur on the occasion of the 5th National ICT Day today, Communication Minister Karki said the government had highly prioritized the systematic management of the ICT sector. The Communication Minister also stressed the need for collaboration between the public and private sectors for the development and expansion of the ICT. Also speaking on the occasion, Communication Secretary Dr. Vikunta Arial said programs were being forwarded by the Ministry for the expansion of the ICT infrastructures. The government has announced a public holiday for tomorrow on the occasion of the Islamic festival of Eid al-Fitr. The Ministry of Home Affairs stated in a notice today that tomorrow has been declared a public holiday in accordance with the provision published in the Nepal Gazette. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has warned that conflict could trigger a food crisis affecting countries around the world. Speaking to Australian news program 60 Minutes, Zelensky said his country could lose tens of millions of tons of grain because Russia had blockaded its ports on the Black Sea. Ukraine is one of the world's top exporters of grain and other food products. The Ukrainian president claimed that Russia wants to completely block his country's economy. Meanwhile, hundreds of people remain trapped in a steel plant in the southern Ukrainian city of Mariupol, despite a group of evacuees leaving on Sunday. The Azovstal plant, which has become the last stronghold of Ukrainian resistance in the city, has been under intense Russian bombardment for weeks. The Ukrainian side said Russian forces had resumed heavy shelling of the area. 8 people have died, including 6 children, after a fire tore through scores of homes near the Philippines' capital, Manila. According to the local officials, the blaze, which started early today, destroyed 80 homes. It is reported that the fire started on the second floor of a house in a crowded settlement inside the campus of the University of the Philippines in Okigen City. The cause of the blaze is still unknown. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly and mountainous areas of Province 1, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumini Province, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in Province 1, but Madhes Province and at one or two places in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission urges all to strictly abide by Election Code of Conduct. Commission warns stringent action against candidates violating election rules. 353 candidates elected unopposed for various posts in local levels. Arrival of foreign tourists in Nepal increased since the beginning of this year. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warns Russia-Ukraine conflict could trigger food crisis across the world. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.